This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning, Joysters. Good morning, Timothy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. And just like, isn't good morning Anaya Day?
Oh, good morning, Anaya Day.
Thank you for blessing us in the world with that song.
Oh, it's a good one, isn't it? She's arriving in town in a couple of weeks. She's going to be playing New Year's Day.
Oh.
A track.
Wow.
Bring it on, Anaya Day. That's
Bring
what I
it
think.
On. I love that woman.
I love her too. She's a ball of energy and she loves a tequila or two.
That was going to be my claim to fame. I don't drink tequila, but with Anaya Day, you do.
Absolutely. Yes. Good morning, people. It is our Christmas show this morning. Lots happening. Should make mention too that it's a very special and kind of sad morning because our newsreader Shane's leaving us this morning.
Yeah. We'll be touching on that little bit.
Almost
We're all
say
very choked up.
The man with the balls of God. So I have said it.
Yes. And the balls of God.
Yes, you know
Isn't
what I mean.
Isn't it supposed to be a voice reference, not something about his balls?
Oh, he's got a good voice too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's
morning,
a good one.
Anyway, Shane. If you're out there listening, putting the news together, we've already brought it to the gutter. It's a 6:37. That's a record.
It's our last show with him this morning.
It is our last
show. He's off to do bigger and better things on a Friday morning.
Yes, we'll be very sad and emotional. Almost as emotional as our Madge got during the week. Kids, did everybody see that Madonna, congratulations, got the Billboard Woman of the Year Award.
Did
congratulations.
Really? Good on her.
Shout out to Madge.
Good on you, Madge.
Yep. As we know, it's been a long journey for me to get on board with that crazy woman, but I love her.
I saw her in carpooling thing with, is that what you call it?
James. Carpool karaoke.
Yeah. That was
James
good.
Corden.
Yes, I
she
saw
was
that.
Working and showing her butt out the window.
Didn't
and
need that.
Loved it.
I think you do need that.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm on board with her. Oh. I just think, she was gorgeous. I did notice, though, Madonna, if you're listening, not that you would care.
Here we go.
With James Corden in the car, her accent went all over the place. We had a bit of British. We had the American.
It's international. She's international.
Well, no, but when she did the acceptance speech for the Billboard Women of the Year, just Madonna. Being Madonna American.
Yeah. She just needs her roots done, I feel.
I'm on board with her needing to get the roots done too.
Go back to In Bed with Madonna look, you know, that platinum blonde sort of thing, whatever. That gaudy, dark stuff coming through.
She's had it a while now. I think it's time for a freshen up too.
Anyway, we need to get off her. Because
wanted to say congratulations. It was a big week.
So much to do this morning, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
It is our Christmas show. It is the last one for the year. We've got 3 weeks off.
We have a special guest joining us in the studio.
Oh, we do too. Special guest coming up later on this morning. Fabulous. Very topical.
Very topical.
Very controversial.
Oh, Tim's even surprised. He didn't know. We forgot to tell you. Sorry.
Thank
you.
Sorry, producer.
Yeah, thank you.
We've also got giveaways.
Like prize bonanza in here.
Prize bonanza.
Love a good bonanza.
And do you know what?
It feels like Kris Kringle, doesn't it? Except we're going
to tell
you what
you're going
to get.
A little bit, but as I said to Dean repeatedly, it can't be a Kris Kringle if we tell you what you're going to get. You're going to know what we're going to get. It's going to be a secret sound and listening for a special song.
Who are you, Miss Alina?
That makes
from Romper Room.
One member of this team extremely excited at this time of the year. Nudge, nudge. Oh, wink, oh, wink.
I'm telling you now, Anna Murphy, the Herald Sun never ceases to amaze me.
No. Well,
like,
look,
I get excited when I flip it over, page two, and I see Jeffrey Edelson yesterday.
Oh, God. See, stop right there just for a minute. I was going to say before you said that we should make a pact that next year we seek for information outside of the Herald Sun simply based on this.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Now we're going to talk about this.
Well, yesterday I was sitting there and I thought, I'll read this story. Oh, it's Jeffrey Edelson. Oh, Jeffrey Edelson, how has he got another girlfriend? And it happened to be that Susie Taylor from The Block. Two seasons ago.
If anybody watched it, she's claims to Richard Wilkins and Michael Hutchins, and she's big.
Yeah,
yes,
big.
She's the one that got her boobs out on the river or something.
Yes.
After the cup, and so she's a bit controversial.
Tits out for the boys. Anyway, right. The same amount of string that's holding up her.
Is that a throwback to your straight years?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
The same amount of string that's holding her breasts together in this top is probably the same amount of string that's holding Jeffrey up. seriously. That is like Weekend at Bernie's, isn't it? Watching him. And I'm thinking, how did he get another girlfriend? I'm not too sure. But he says, I am euphoric. I'm enjoying her company and the relationship very much indeed. So I went, okay, good on you. Why not?
Yeah, I saw that and threw up in my mouth a little bit, to be honest. But you know, nothing would surprise me anymore with Jeffrey. Anyway, fast forward to this morning.
This morning we flip open the Herald Sun and Susie, our old Jugs out as basically
Juggalicious.
Juggalicious. Susie Juggalicious.
I can't believe I said that, being the owner of a set.
Big cans.
Anyway, that's okay.
So Susie is on the in the paper this morning and she's denied the whole relationship. In fact, she just said, oh no, I just bumped into him, had a happy snap. He's a really nice guy. I talked to him for about 5 minutes and went.
Yeah, she said, oh, it's a bit weird. He might have had a bit too much to drink. The memory's giving way a bit. Oh, dear.
God.
Now, it is...
Well, they all look the same, don't they? So he probably thinks it's one relationship.
Well, it is, like, you know, concerning that now... he's in his 70s.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. I thought he was older than
that. There's nothing wrong with that, except my dad's in his 70s and he's not going around claiming to be dating... Oh, Juggalicious.
Imagine if Dad was at nightclubs hanging out with penthouse pets.
Maybe it's a snapshot of what his relationships were actually like. Like maybe the girls actually were never really around and every now and then they just kind of bump into him in the kitchen and that's what he thought was a relationship.
Maybe so. Because this is the second woman in 2 months that has gone, no, we're not. The one in America went, I'm not going to start lying to people and say I'm dating a dude in his 70s, which is a bit rough. Poor Jeffrey. I think you should book a session with the GP. I think the medication's starting to play heavy.
I love how you're concerned about it.
I am.
Like, yeah.
Well, because anyway, he's probably freaky. Still driving a car.
Oh, yes. Get off the road quick. Go to your GP. Get to your GP, Jeffrey.
It is our Christmas show and I was just fortunate enough, and so was Tim, to witness Dean Murphy sort of doing an audition to be a Santa's helper.
Not a good Santa.
I'm going to put it online.
Oh, don't do that to
me. This is definitely Dean Murphy cannot don a red suit ever. Now, listen, if you've got little people in the car or they're listening, close their ears just for a minute.
Put hands on the ears. Melbourne's facing a shortage of Santas.
Oh.
All the agencies around town are like, oof, we are up the creek without a paddle. There's no Santas.
Well, I think that sounds is it due to a lack of interest or is it due to everyone's too busy?
No, due to a lack of experience. They don't just take anyone. You can't take anyone. No, I mean, you've got to do full police checks and
there's a whole
working
Santa
with
training.
Children things.
Well, this is the thing.
There's a whole Santa training. My
dad did it.
My dad used to do it. It doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But you go through a whole training, like it's, you know, the things around, like you have to have your fingers closed.
So what's the fingers closed
thing? Well, you can't.
Oh,
you can't be Uncle
Gropey.
You can't be Uncle
Gropey. Yeah, no, so keep it clean.
Yep. Hands are always visible.
Visible, yeah.
But he said what he found was the hardest is that, you know, you do a 4-hour shift or whatever in your local supermarket and he'd go off and get changed into his regular clothes and he'd be walking out to the car and as he's walking out, he'd be like, hello, to all the like, waving all the kids just like Santa, but then realising he's not in his suit anymore, he's just a creep waving at kids,
Anna,
you know?
Anna's very much like that when she leaves this show and still thinks she's on air.
With all the people, hordes
don't
of fans.
You? To the hordes of fans, you know, just in cafes and stuff.
Hordes. How did this become about
me? I'm Anna from Joy. I'd like a cup of coffee, thanks.
I'd be thrilled if I actually spoke like I was on air ever, let alone off air.
Now, speaking about good things happen to good people and nice Christmas stories.
Oh, we like those.
Let's face it, dogs are amazing, aren't they, Anna Murphy?
Aren't they?
They fetch sticks, lead the blind, make phone calls. Well, at least this one dog does. He's a little...
Make phone calls.
...golden retriever called Yolanda, who's... Well, here's the story. He's owned by a little blind lady, just a 60-year-old lady in Philadelphia, and she was blind. Anyway, the house caught light, and Yolanda, the golden retriever, jumped on the phone, special phone, and called 911, right? Dialed 911, and then dragged her out of the property.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what a great dog that
I
is.
I can't quite believe
Yolanda
it.
Needs the clap.
Yeah, and do you know what? I'm actually... Sadly, I think, I'm more intrigued about what the phone looks like.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Like, does it just have a paw?
Yeah.
Like, then he just goes boom?
Exactly. I can't imagine my puppy doing that for me.
I can't imagine.
No, if he saw me on the floor, unconscious, he would run straight to the pantry, raid for the dental sticks, and then do a big poo.
Ah. Oh.
That would be it. That'd be it. Oh, look at the poo. Look at the poo. Look at the poo.
We've talked about poo twice in the one break. Is that a record for Murphy's Law?
Well, it's better than talking penises, which is what we normally do.
And we've now added a penis into the same break. Two poos and a penis. That could be a segment from now on.
Murphy's Law this morning on our Christmas show. It's our last one for the year. I hope you're enjoying it so far. It's only going to get better from here. I'm just promising you that. Now, we have a prize.
Ever hopeful. As we lead into the end of the year, and that's our last show.
It's going to get better.
There's a final. It can get better from Dean Murphy.
No,
well,
it'll be great.
I'm unsure.
I'll tell you why it's going to be great, because the competition so far is going fantastically.
It's just going ridiculously.
There is a prize we're giving away. It's the tickets to Rock City New Year's Day. You get one ticket and a pair of Andrew Christian underwear.
Which you can wrapped do up. What you can do whatever. Like
if you want to rewrap it and give it as a Kris Kringle, you can do that. It's up to you.
It is. A little gift.
Now, the party's actually featuring 17 DJs and Anaya Day. We've got a track from her playing later on this morning.
17
it's going to be amazing.
DJs.
All you got to do is tell us, what is your worst Kris Kringle that you've ever been given? Like, what's the worst present someone didn't think about?
We've all had it.
Because it's all about the thought, isn't it?
You'd think it's about the thought.
No, but some it's not.
No.
You know, as demonstrated by what's coming in now. This one from Emily. Oh, no, she's just changed the name of our competition.
She just said it's Crap Kringle.
Crap Kringle.
Well, you should have been here at 7 o'clock when we thought of it.
Galvin sent through a message.
A girl at work gave a guy some fart pills one year.
Funny.
The next year he gave her some lube and a cucumber.
Oh, that's not so funny. That's not so funny.
Do you believe she's the one that got upset and made a complaint? Well, kind of, yes.
Yes.
We all got a great laugh out of it. Thanks, Galvin.
Thanks, Galvin. And this one came through. Oh, read this.
Good. Morning, Murphys. Worst Kris Kringle I got was a notepad with a picture of Jesus on every page. Being a confirmed atheist and homosexual, I was left wondering about their motivation. All the best for the silly season, Anna, Dean and Tim. From Big Bear Mark and the team from Brecky Bears.
They do a good job, don't they, on a Monday?
Yeah. And has anyone at home registered that the only real time that Dean Murphy and I fight during the show is who controls the mouse?
Oh, sorry. I did say I was going to give you the mouse.
For the email thing. No, I've got my hands away from it.
I just feel like I need to be doing something since you're reading them.
Brenda.
But you're doing a good job.
A bottle of Marsala from my grandmother, which had one or two glasses drunk from it. She was a classic.
Classic drunk.
And this one. Oh, my God. One song and 10 ads. What station is this?
Should
have read that one out.
Yeah, sorry about that. Whoever's complaining.
That's our gift to you.
That's our Kris Kringle to you.
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll make sure there's two tracks in a row. From Anna Murphy.
Yes, Dean Murphy.
Love a good story. Now.
I love a good story too. Unfortunately, it seems like we never get them.
Really? Is that right? Well, here's one for you. A pagan priest is celebrating being given permission to wear his religious headgear in his new driver's driving license photo.
What does his religious headwear?
Phelan Moonsongs.
Phelan Moonsongs.
Brand new license.
I think it's Phelan, actually.
Is it
you Phelan
or Phelan? Phelan Moonsongs. Brand new license features a picture of him sporting a huge horns, which he wears for religious reasons. Mr. Moonsong, who claimed his name in June, was initially turned down by the Bangor Bureau of Motor Vehicles in Maine when he applied for the right to wear his horns in the picture.
See, right here, in a tidy bow, in this article, is the very reason that Donald Trump is now the president-elect of the United States of America. And why on earth wouldn't they challenge his right to drive a motor vehicle?
Yes, good point.
Oh, I need to wear my religious headgear, my horns. My name's Phelan Moonbeam or Moonsong. Phelan Horny. Like, this is some people. He's initiated into a coven.
Well, he was in 2007, so it's been quite a while.
I very much.
What?
Dislike this man. No, you don't have a picture and you celebrate. Oh, success, victory. I was allowed to get my driver's license with my horns on my head.
And it's time for a bit of a movie review.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh. Do you need a Ventolin?
The force be with you.
Oh,
well, last
Star
night.
Wars
okay,
movie.
So if I'm sounding a little bit husky and a little bit tired this morning, I went to the late night viewing.
Yeah, and just quietly, you're a bit cranky.
Am I?
Yeah, you have been.
I just moved your car.
No.
Tell me.
Anyway,
I'm cranky.
I think that was your your space you needed.
Yeah, that was your naughty corner.
Yeah, breathe, breathe. Anyway, last night I was dragged by a good friend who's a complete dork and geek.
Right.
Lovely person. And you would never spot him as a geek and a dork, would you?
No.
Scott Fletcher? Yeah. Oh, anyway, good morning.
Fletcher out again with both names.
Anyway, he is a geek and a dork. And so we went to see the new Star Wars, Rogue One.
Right.
Okay. So I'm in a whole cinema with a whole bunch of dorks.
How up to speed are you with the whole Star Wars?
Do you know, if you ask me, tell me the storyline for The Empire Strikes Back, can't do it.
No.
Seen it a million times.
Oh, I can.
Tell me the storyline of, you know, whatever the other
Return
one
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. Can't do it. They all mingle into each other for me.
Where
right?
were the Ewoks? Where do they come in?
Third one, Return of the Jedi.
Right.
They made an appearance in The Empire Strikes Back.
No, all I know is that wasn't there a
love the first three.
They lost me on the cartoon kangaroo thing.
Yeah.
What was that?
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, me too. No, I watched that. That is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Anyway, so I went expecting nothing out of the movie last night. And I was right. No. Actually, look, if you're a Star Wars fan, you will love this thing. It was actually, and it's well done. It doesn't feel like it's, you know, a lot of the spaceship stuff feels like it's very like a Lego thing in the sky. This has actually felt real. It felt real. It was good.
That's good.
It was really good. Apart from Darth Vader, looks
well. Darth.
See, because Darth. Or Dark, whatever.
It's Darth.
Darth. It's a Darth. It's a Darth.
It's Darth.
Okay, so Darth is, I have to say, you know how over the years they've, you know, like when you go and see Batman, the new Batman outfit looks so 2016.
Yeah, like updated.
They couldn't really do this with Darth's outfit because they kind of had to keep it the same. But I just felt like it was a costume from Costume Collections. That you can buy online.
Well, that's only because, in fairness to Darth Vader, that so many people since the 70s have worn a costume from Costume Collection.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Look like his outfit.
Yeah, but so it did look a little bit sort of, I don't know, they could have tweaked his outfit a little bit. It looked a bit lame. Anyway, there's new stormtroopers. There's gold stormtroopers.
Ooh.
And there
I
was
love
even,
gold stormtroopers.
There was even gunmetal grey.
I think I'm more of a dork about this whole Star Wars thing than I first thought.
Yeah, you clearly
So I really
are.
Enjoyed the first three. Now, Australia's own Ben Mendelsohn happens to be in this latest.
He is actually
offering, and
he does one scene where he, because I didn't know Ben had a bit of a lisp.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's one scene where, and I'll leave it to you guys to go and see it yourself, where he cannot get the words out at all.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Stumbled and fumbled over them, but that was okay.
I think he's in a Hollywood blockbuster and you're just being rude. But what I would like to say is a little 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, here we go.
Because
Matrix was related to the Star Wars.
No, actually, do you know what? Ben Mendelsohn kindly gave me a lift home one night
did
after
he?
Work.
Oh, la, 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 la.
No. No.
He was on shoulders.
Do you say, would you like a lift home, sister?
Do you want to stop talking now? I was working at a New Year's Eve party in Sydney and I worked with his girlfriend at the time. Right. So there you go.
All right, that's really good.
You two are disgusting.
Anyway, I just...
I think we need to... I'm going to try and find another chick that wants to work on
that's
this show
right.
so it's balanced
no,
up in
okay.
the new year.
Look, I'm going to give that movie last night 2.5 stars.
Is that it? Out of what? Three?
Five.
Oh, five. Three.
I don't know how you do this thing.
Is well, it's your... It's your
you choose.
Oh, can
it's
I
your movie review.
No, I'll do it out of five.
Oh, okay,
actually,
cool.
So
2.5.
Yeah,
that's not very good.
I looked at the... Any time I have to look at the time on the phone Ooh. Twice during the movie, it means it's not getting more than 2.5.
We've had another dork sending something through. Says Lego Star Wars Batman sounds like the best night ever.
Oh, God.
Thank you, D-Mac.
I'm shooting now. Joining me now in the Joy Studios is First Lady-elect Melania Trump. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Biter of Pillow, yeah?
Melania, it's just over a month until your husband is sworn in as President of the United States. How does it make you feel?
I am excited to see the people cheering and clapping at the ignorant nation.
Don't you mean the inauguration?
That too. Yes, I feel same excitement as when I take off the clothes in GQ magazine.
Really? How so?
Well, inauguration happens in the winter chill, yeah?
I guess so.
And GQ nude photo spread made my nipples hard in the chilly studio.
Okay.
So, you see, they can take away mink coat and replace with Lady White House garment, but they can never take away my nipples.
Melania, there's also talk of you not moving into the White House for quite some time. Is that right? Oh,
darling, have you seen the ugliness of inside the house? It would be like moving from like a Lamborghini to how you say Biberina, no? Over dead my body would have to be.
But what about the First Lady duties?
Oh, yes, I agree. I must. First Lady Garden is uber important. So,
yes.
So give it to Ivanka to run.
Donald's daughter?
Yeah, she's Donald's right foot. And if not Donald's daughter, Donald would...
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks, Melania. Well, that's about all we have time for this morning. Thank you.
Dean, I thank you and I bid you Christmas, old gays and lesbians. And may the fruit of your loins lay firmly in the belly of a loved one.
Egyptian air accident investigators say traces of explosives have been found on the remains of victims of the Egypt Air flight that crashed en route from Paris to Cairo.
Oh, keep going, keep going.
And Pakistan's sloppy fielding and poor hearing helped Steve Smith take Australia to 3 for 288 at Stumps. And finally, Queensland racehorse trainer Ben Curry is in trouble with stewards after his horse Party Till Dawn tested positive for crystal meth.
We just thought we needed to...
Oh, I love that.
We just thought we needed to play a little tune for you, Shane, because it's your last... That was the last read. After 3.5 years of being a part of the Murphy's Law team on a Friday morning, it's very sad to see you go.
We're very sad.
Moving on to greener pastures. And we are very sad to see you go because we've always said you've got... The voice of God. I said the balls have gone earlier on this morning, but why not? Take it all. But it's been lovely having you on the team, and it's obviously you'll be well and truly missed with us and the listeners because you're a good, great newsreader and a great voice and very warm and friendly. And
well, thank you. No, I've really enjoyed it. It's been great fun.
Aren't you going to feel rested on a Friday?
I know. Sleeping past 4:30 on a Friday is going to be very pleasant.
It's going to be nice. Look, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, and from everyone here at Joy too, because I think sometimes the news is a bit of a thankless job from time to time. Like, oh, we appreciate it, but getting up and volunteering your time to do it, it's hard slog, and we appreciate it, and we thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I've really enjoyed it. It's been
and it's not the end. We're taking you out for breakfast this morning.
Oh, well done.
There you go.
Okay. See you soon.
Being our Christmas show,
yes.
I don't know if it wouldn't be. We need to. Oh, obviously, we have some Christmas stories, but this one's terrible.
Dreadful.
Like, this little kid was taken to like a photo Santa place in North Carolina, actually. And little Anthony, you know, only wanted to sit on Santa's lap and get a photo taken. And Santa, or Saint Nick, told him to lay off the hamburgers and French fries.
Oh, how very dare. Bad
That's
Santa.
Rude.
Naughty, bad Santa.
Oh, bad.
Why don't we should just lay off the Christmas pudding, Santa? Maybe knock off the bottle of scotch you had before you went to work, you idiot.
It's a bit little
rude.
Bit of a
it's pretty
pot calling the kettle fat, isn't it? Like Santa's
pot
a jolly...
Pot calling the kettle fat.
Like that. That was good.
Yeah.
I like that. How dare he?
Anyway, on a happier note, I love the crazy... Japanese, because quite frankly, this is the story.
I'm glad we've got a story from Japan.
Yeah, usually
rather
it's China.
Than idiot Americans. Sorry for any Americans living out here.
Domino's,
but you're probably the smart ones.
Domino's in Japan are planning to use a reindeer to deliver their pizzas. Yep, they've come up with this awesome idea, and they're going to send the Domino box out in the back of the reindeer and deliver to your front door.
They've got some issues about how to secure the said pizzas securely to the moose. The reindeer before they get there.
Is it the moose or a reindeer?
I don't know, the reindeer. This is ridiculous. What do you do? Like, people can't ride them.
And tell me that thing's not going to eat it before it gets to your front door. But, you know, seriously. Yum.
But I don't get, like, what, is there a person with it that, like...
No, well, it's saying here it's not been smooth plodding so far with puzzled reindeer shaking off the storage units or running off to abandon their delivery altogether.
But if you ordered Domino's in Northcote, right, and the store's in, like, Richmond, can you imagine how long it's going to take that deer to get there?
Yeah. It's bad enough with the little Deliveroo and the fedoras on their bikes, isn't it? And you get the little updates if it's really bad weather. They're going, please bear with.
I'm pedalling up.
We are on the way, but there's like a heavy headwind. Like, this is difficult.
Anyway, that's a silly story from Japan.
Okay, so I've been playing a game called 100 Puzzle. 100 exclamation mark puzzle, whatever. And it's apparently supposed to be a brain trainer. Mm. Like people that play it, 95% are reporting better memories and increased skill. Mm. So far.
Are you still losing this game?
So far, I've only been late for things and I'm losing this game 14 to 11. So
this is our final last man standing for the year.
I can't even make it up. But anyway, let's go. Tim.
Right. So, Dean, you are leading. You are the winner of last week. You'll be kicking us off this week.
Yes.
Your scores are 14-11. This week's theme is name the reindeer that leads Santa's sleigh.
Rudolph.
Vixen.
Donna.
Prancer.
Blitzen.
Dancer.
Comet.
Cupid.
I don't think Cupid's won. I'm sorry.
I don't think Cupid's won.
No,
did I win again?
Yeah, you won again.
Oh, well done. That was a good way to go.
What is the... What?
15-11.
Did we have to name them all?
Yes. You missed one.
What did we miss?
What did we miss?
One of them.
Can't believe we wouldn't have missed Prancer if it was Dean talking about it. Thank you. I'm exhausted because, again, I just love that.
Yeah, I know. And for the fifth year in a row, we're going to post that on YouTube and Facebook, what you just did while that song was on.
Yeah.
It's like a weird videography.
It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
It's just
you doing that track. It never gets old.
It's getting worse by the year too.
No, your enthusiasm is fading.
We had celebrity walkouts then. Tim just stormed out in the middle of it.
Anyway,
what do you mean my enthusiasm's waning?
Well,
you wash your potty mouth out, Mister.
You used to dance more and you used to entertain more. Two of us left the studio while you're doing that. Anyway, this is
you know what? You used to be funny.
That is it for us for the year, people. And firstly, can we say that we love our listeners?
We do indeed. Thank you so much for sticking around with us again.
Putting
kids
up with our crap that we do on Friday morning, which is good. But I also want to say to you, Anna Murphy, thank you for another amazing year.
Oh, thanks, Dolphins. Right back at you.
You too, Tim.
Thanks.
And Tim.
Yep.
Excellent.
It's a great little team. Love it. And also, Anna Murphy, just to say that I am very proud of you this year because you, I know I don't say a lot of nice things to you.
No.
But I am very proud that you knocked down a major wall in your life, which was the stand-up comedy, and you tackled it, and you're doing great guns.
Oh.
And I wish nothing but success for you for 2017 and hope it's a ripper year with that.
Oh, well, Dollface, thanks very much. I'm chuffed. Right back at you.
No worries.
Sister.
And before I throw up in my own mouth,
don't throw up. No, that was lovely. No, Dollface, as always, it's a joy coming in here every week with you. And Timothy, we're going to miss Shane. We love you very much.
We will miss Shane too.
Merry Christmas. Stay safe. Have a beautiful new year. We will see you.
Unbelievable Christmas and festive season.
In 2017.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.